April 1, Friday, 2022. I'm so excited! My cousins and some of my parents' friends and their kids are coming over today. We've planned a barbecue in our yard. I helped Mama set up an old play tent I used to use when I was little. It's my favorite. Today, one of the kids who will be visiting for the first time is autistic. Mama explained that all autistic people are different, but that he doesn't like loud sounds and might be bothered by the brightness. And new faces may be too much for him all at once. His mom told us that he would still want to be outside, so we decided he could use the tent if he needs a peaceful place. It's perfect because the articles Mama and I read online about making a space autistic-friendly said pale pastel colors can have a calming effect. I also have an extra pair of headphones handy. Mama asked his mom what he likes to eat. It's important to make everyone feel welcome and comfortable. I love barbecues. April 3, Sunday, 2022. Ramadan is here. Alhamdulillah. Hooray! Last night, we went to the masjid, and today is the first fast. I'm a little hungry, but not too much. I think I'm getting better at fasting. A special delivery came in the mail today. It was a Ramadan trivia game. We played with teams, with Baba and I on one team and Mama and Sammy on the other team. My favorite questions were the ones with multiple choice answers. I didn't want to get any of them wrong, but there was so much I didn't know. We didn't keep score because it's true that we all learned something. Everybody wins. April 23, Saturday, 2022. We were invited for iftar to Baba's co-worker's house. I really didn't want to go because their children were all Sammy's age. Sometimes I think it's hard to make friends with new people. I don't know what to say, or I'm so nervous. I have to keep rehearsing what to say over and over. Then, when I eventually say it, it comes out all wrong. Like one time, someone offered me cake at a party, and I said you're welcome instead of saying thank you. Arg! When we went there, their 12-year-old daughter, Maryam, gave me the biggest smile. She was so nice. She had just started wearing hijab and took me to her room to show me how all the styles she wanted to tie it in. We practiced on each other until it was time for us to go home. It was so much fun. I can't wait to go again.